Hi guys, I'm so delighted to have you on this episode and you're tuned to Love and Light with Calista Adebayo, alright? So welcome to the third episode, and yes, last week I was telling you about tips to use, tips, 15 tips I learned for the past 25 years. I told you 10 and I'm left with 5, so I'll tell you the last 5, but I'll run through 10 before we move to today's topic. Alright, trust me, today is so much fun, it's gonna be so interesting. I have 2 guests who will be joining real soon. You'll be hearing their voices and we'll be trashing out our topic for today. So stay tuned, don't forget to follow, don't forget to drop a comment, and don't forget to also send your message via Anchor. Thank you so much. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and other platforms. Alright, so real quick, I would like to take the tips I gave you last week, the 10 tips and the last 5. Okay, so I told you last week that number 1, there are no permanent friends. Number 2, family is more than those who are close to you. 3, while eating, always learn to keep your mouth shut. 4, do not inherit enemies. Do not inherit enemies. 5, check your circle from time to time. In case you're wondering why I'm rushing this, I'm trying to save our time, so in case you do not understand, you can always listen to the podcast from the last time and catch up. Alright, so 6, a tree can never make a forest. A tree can never make a forest. 7, love your neighbor as yourself. Protect your mental health, love yourself, self-love. 8, let go. Just let go, let it go, life is too short. Alright, so number 9 is protect your mental health. 10, whatever you have to do, do it right and do it quick. So that brings us to number 11. 11 is, it's okay to make mistakes. It's really okay to make mistakes. That's why pencils have eraser, all right? That's why there are T-Pex for pens. It's okay to make mistakes, but then when you keep reoccurring and you don't learn from your mistakes, that's when there's an issue. So yes, learn from people's experiences and learn from your experience. Don't make sure you try to limit the rate at which you repeat your mistake. Okay, so yes, that brings us to number 12. Do what makes you happy. Self-love. Do what makes you happy often. What is that? Is it drawing? Is it music? Whatever makes you happy, do it often. Repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. All right, so number 13 is never ever let anyone shut you up. Never. You have a voice. You have a voice to speak, to do whatever it is. Don't let anyone shut you up. Don't let anyone kill that dream. Don't let anyone ruin whatever plans you have, whatever goals. Don't let anyone talk you down. So don't let anyone shut your voice. Number 14, take risks. Learn to take risks from time to time. It's really helpful when you take risks. Okay, maybe you take risks and it doesn't turn out right. It's fine, it's cool, and you'll be alright, alright? So number 15 is never ever ever let go. Never give up. No matter what, even if you fail 100 times, always learn to get up and keep going. So never let go, never give up. Never, ever, ever. Alright? So straight up today, I have 2 amazing guests. I have Faith Adeoye and I have Ianu Agbola. And today we'll be talking about shooting your shot 2020, alright? So ways to shoot your shot, how to shoot your shot. As a guy, as a lady, we'll be sharing a couple of our experiences. Please stay tuned. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to drop your comments. Thank you. We love you. Bye. My podcast, this is Love and Light, and I am Calista Adebayo, and I'm so excited to have you here on my third episode. All right, so in case you're just joining us, welcome, take a seat, and yes, drink some chilled wine. So I'm not here alone, and we're going to be treating this beautiful topic today, this amazing topic that has got people wondering what exactly I'm talking about. But like I told you earlier, I'm not here alone. I'm here with Faith Adeoye and Ianu Agbola. Hi, guys. Hi. All right, so it's really good to have you guys here after all the frustrations. I'm sure you guys can relate. But then, okay, so straight to it, we are talking about shooting your shots 2020, how to shoot your shots, risks involved, places people shoot shots, personal experiences and all. So yes, just take a seat and relax and enjoy this episode. And don't forget to drop your comments. Don't forget to share with your friends. Don't forget to also invite people to listen to this podcast. Thank you. All right, so straight to it, what is shooting your shot? Before I tell you guys what I think shooting your shot is, I'll let Ianu have the floor. Ianu, what do you think shooting your shot is?
Well, for me, I think shooting your shot. Now, let's take it from a relationship aspect. Shooting your shot is telling someone that you like, either male or female, whether you're a female, you want to tell a guy, or a male, you want to tell a female that you like them and you want to pursue a relationship with them.
All right.
Now, that is shooting your shot, which really
Okay.
impacts relationship. Now, apart from relationships, real self. There are some situations that you just have to go straight to it. You see an opportunity, you just have to tap into it straight right there. That is what is called
Nice.
shooting your
Faith,
shot, not
what
wasting
do
your
you think
time.
shooting your shot at?
What do you think shooting your shot
I think I'll go with what Ian said as regards relationship. Shooting your shot is about telling a guy or the opposite sex that you're interested in the person. So it's pretty much simple, just like me walking up to you and telling you, I
Okay,
like you so
that's
much. Would
cool.
you like to be
Well,
my friend?
funny enough, your definitions, your example of what shooting the shot is similar to what I have here. All right. So shooting your shot to me is when you let go of your pride and your ego and pursue someone you're interested in. So that's where shooting your shot is. So straight up to hit. Where are the random places you think people can actually shoot their shots? I'll start with Faith this time. Where are the random places you think people can shoot their shots? Or where is the random place to shoot your shots? Okay.
On social media, at events, maybe at restaurants, but definitely
Why
not
can't you shoot
in
your
the
shot at the
what is
church?
with people church
Anywhere aside church, almost.
Exactly. What's wrong with shooting your shot in church?
Yeah. Because I feel, this is my experience, I feel church guys are always pretending. You
Okay.
can't see their true color in church or in mosque. They will always pretend, especially the instrumentalists, they will always pretend in church. And the prayer coordinators, based on my experience, so that is just it. I won't shoot my shot in church. I'd rather shoot my shot on social
But
media or at events,
then can you shoot your
anywhere,
shots at
but definitely not.
someone who belongs to your church, but then outside? Maybe you meet the person at an eatery or a social event.
It's still the same thing. Person will still
Oh wow.
pretend, so there's no
Okay.
need to do
So,
that.
Ianu, random places people can shoot their shots.
Okay, I'll go with what Faith said. You can shoot your shots on social media, in restaurants, face to face. You can shoot your shots at events. But I will add, you can shoot your shots in the church. I speak from experience, please.
Oh, okay. Care to share?
Okay. Now, I shot my shot in church. It worked out, and we have been together since then.
Nice. Good for you. All
Now,
right.
Congratulations.
the fact that you said people from church, they
Pretend.
pretend. It's not true, actually. It's just a little number that.
It is actually. It is.
Faith, please. I'm
Anyone
interested
cares?
in this gist. I want you to share your experience with us. Like, how did it end in tears? Who did you shoot your shot at?
Okay. So yeah, I was in school 400 level. I was preparing for my project, and that was when it ended in tears. But let me tell you a short story. I used to be a good girl. I'm still a good girl, but I mean, I used to be a good girl. Like, I attend every church services and all. So I met this guy in church, although he was my senior in secondary school, but we really didn't talk when I was in school. And when we met in church, we started talking, and I told him, oh, I like him. I like the guy that is a pastor. He's full of the spirit. He's nice. He's friendly. Then we became friends. And from there, he started liking me. The feeling was mutual. And he came to my school. Everybody knew him in my school. Kalisa, are you listening? Everybody knew him in my school. Pastor Sean knew him. He was in my fellowship. Everybody knew him in my school. So we became friends, started a relationship together. And after that time,
bro
just disappointed. Just like, he stopped picking my calls. And I later got to know that where he was staying, he had another girl there, and the girl was like the girlfriend. So I was like, oh wow, so what happened to me? And that was it. Although the guy came back, started apologizing that he got carried away. I was like, oh really? But then it ended in tears. So ever since that time, anybody, even your pastor, even my church, I'm not going to talk to you. Nah, I'm never going to be your friend because I really want to talk to you.
You're still going to tell me what this person is behind the camera. But okay, straight to the next thing. How to shoot your shots as a guy, or how to shoot your shots as a lady to get a guy or a girl. I want to start with Iyanu. How do you shoot your shots at a lady? Or how have you shot your shots at a lady?
Now, for guys, shooting your shots just has to do with the way you talk. You have to know how to talk. To know the right things to say at the right time. You have to study the type of lady that she is. Or you have to study the kind of things that you will say to her that would sound funny and at the same time not make her get offended.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just have to find a way
We're listening.
It's just about the talking. As a guy, it's just about the talking. You just have to have know your way around work. Very confident.
All right. Okay. Any other thing? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Can I say something? Sometimes guys try to shoot their shot, like
pick up lines
of random stuff, funny.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Most of the time, like,
it doesn't work sometimes. You know, it doesn't work because I don't know you and you're trying to shoot your shot and you're trying to think about this funny and you're trying to laugh.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is the way. Now, let me answer Faith's question. Let me just say something about that. Now, pick-up lines are trash for me.
Okay.
I believe so. Pick-up lines are trash. Now, if you want to shoot your shot, I'm saying that you should say something funny. Now, this is the way you do it. As a guy, depending on where you meet the lady, you start with a little conversation. Make her feel relaxed with you a little. Once she feels relaxed, then you just drop the joke like that. You just drop that funny stuff. Once she's relaxed with you, it'll be easy for her to laugh and feel at the same time.
Okay. Interesting. But then while we're talking, I remembered something real quick. There was this guy that slid into my DM recently. I don't know you from anywhere. And then you go, hey there, how are you? How's life going? I'm like, okay, do I know you? And I don't know you. And that was not the painful part. And he was like, oh, okay, I want to get to know you, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to be polite. All of a sudden, the first question he asked me is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'm straight to the point.
Am I at an interview? Like, what?
It's just crazy. Some men don't actually know the craft of sliding into the DM. Maybe I'll talk on that for a while.
Please go ahead.
Okay, now, sliding into the DM of a lady is a craft that a guy know how to do. Now, this is how you do it. For the guys that are listening, now, you see a lady that you like on social media. You see her pictures on social media and you like it. Now, if it is on Instagram or on any social media platform, this is what you do. Now, the first thing you should do is that you see her profile, you like just two of her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go on liking all the pictures on her profile. That will make you look like you are stalking her. Then after that, maybe she's into something. From the way her pictures are, you notice that she's into something. Maybe she's into fashion, or she's into anything that she's into.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's she's a fashion designer now, and she shows off one of her clothes on social media. You can just slide into her DM and say, "Oh, I saw your picture. I saw the pictures of your clothes on your profile. Nice work at first." And just leave. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Then like a week later, she would have posted another picture of what she's doing also. You enter again after that. Say, "Oh, this is better. This is good. I like what you did with this. It shows that you are very good." Just praise her a little. You slide out again. Don't say anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
Then after some time, you can now slide in and say, "Wow, I've really seen your works. It's good. It's really amazing. I would like to be friends with you," that kind of thing. Or if you have the means, you can just say that, "Okay, maybe you want that thing that she does. Maybe she sews clothes for ladies." You can say that, "Okay, maybe she can sew something for your sister or for your mother. You use that one to enter." Even if you are not even sewing anything, just use that one to get her attention. Then you move from there.
Nice. Really nice. But then I saw something today that was interesting. This guy was trying to slide into a lady's DM, and then he goes, "I was moving really fast, and then I moved into your DM." And then she responds, "The way you are moving, just move out. When you get to the next junction, take a bike and go home and slide up the DM."
Jesus.
So some people, like you said, some people don't know how to make passwords and stuff like that to talk to a lady or a guy. But then now I want to move to the female aspect of it, okay? It takes a whole lot of confidence from a lady for a lady to say, "Hi, I like you, I'm feeling you," and all. Faith, when is that one time you actually had to muster all the courage in you to actually approach a guy physically to say, "Oh, I think I like you"? Yes.
Physically? Oh. Okay. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Have you ever slid into a DM?
Just on social media.
Share your experience, please.
Of course. Okay. There was this guy on social media, on Instagram, to be precise. This guy is cool. He's fine. He's everything. It's super particular. So I've been checking his page, and most of my friends talk to me about him, that he's okay, he works here, he does this thing and everything. So I was looking forward to being his friend. So I went to his DM. I said, "Hi, how are you?" So I meant to shoot my show. That was what I told him. And then I told him I like him and I would like him to be my friend. Then he said, "Oh, okay." Then first week, you actually talked so well. We vibed a lot, and we actually exchanged contacts. Then second week, we got talking again. Then third week, I decided to take a step back, and I noticed that he doesn't like texting first. I have to be the first person to text him. So I felt we've been talking for 2 weeks. I mean, 2 great weeks. And if you check our conversation, we didn't have any boring time. Our conversations were top notch. So I was just thinking, why won't this guy just text me? Hi, Philip. Good morning, Philip. How you doing? I'm just checking on you. This guy didn't do anything. And that was it. I stopped talking to him. And when I did, I was expecting him to like text me and ask me, "Please, why did you stop talking to me? This guy didn't text me." And that was it. Let go.
So sad.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so Ianu, is there any time you actually tried to shoot your shot that it didn't work out? Care to share the experience?
It has happened many times.
Okay.
Okay, not really many, like a couple of times though. I remember the first time I actually showed my shot at someone. It was way, way back. I was in secondary school back then.
Wow.
I was like 14, 15. Yeah.
Okay.
And I took her to one very secluded place in school, looked into her eyes, mustered the courage to tell her because we've been friends for a while. And I told her that I like you. I would like you to be my girlfriend. And I got the worst answer any guy could get.
Okay, what's the answer?
She smiled, looked at me straight in my eye, and told me, "Oh, that's nice. But you know you're like a brother to me."
Ouch. Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Ouch. Oh, God. Yeah, no, sorry. Take out.
That day was one of the worst days ever.
But then, really, it brings us to our next topic. I was about to talk about friend zones and situationships, right? A lot of people being friend zoned. Now we have advanced from friend zoning, we have advanced to brother and sister zoning, we have advanced to thank you zones, we have advanced to all zones. We have so many kinds of zones. I have found myself in thank you or sister zone and stuff like that. Excuse me, I know my brothers. You are not my brother. I am not a sister.
No, your mother.
Please, never sister zone me. Ever. Like, I don't know if guys think that we find that really cool, but then it is weird when you say, "Oh, okay, I think I'm feeling the vibe and all," and then the next thing you're like, "Oh, thanks, sis." No, don't do that. Please never do that, ever. All right, so real quick, I want to talk about things to do as a lady. Yanu mentioned things, ways for a guy to actually slide into the DMs and stuff like that. So I'll give tips for ladies, ways you can properly slide into people's DMs, right? Into a guy's DMs. A guy's DM. All right, so real quick, number one, always make sure you do your research. Check very well, be sure that he is single
before it ends in tears.
Exactly, before it ends in tears. Aside from the fact that you're checking like single, check that he's not in a situationship. And when I mean situationship, it means when he's not in a relationship, but then there's a girl somewhere that thinks he's his girlfriend or he thinks he likes, you know, all those kind of drama. Be sure that he's not in a situationship. So when you find out a single is not in a situationship, you can move on to the next step. If you're his friend already, it's really cool. But then if you're not his friend, become his friend. Be nice. Talk about mutual interest. Things that you feel. Sorry? Okay. So if you're his friend, he's really nice for you, very good for you. But if you're not his friend, make sure you're his friend, become friends with him, talk about things that bring you guys together, things that are of mutual interest. Please don't pretend to like what you think he likes. Take for example, you're acting like you like football. Well, you know, you don't like football, you don't know anything about football. And then
you're just wasting time.
About maybe he's talking about a team or a player in football, and then you're talking about Kobe, and then he's looking at you like, excuse me, like, hello. So don't act like you like that he likes just to be on his team. It's not end well, it will end badly. So, another thing is find out about his likes, and yes, come up with a reason to get his number. That's if you don't have his number already. Just come up with a very good reason to have his number. Take for example, if you attend the same school, you can say, oh, maybe you want his number, maybe you end up in the same group, you want his number, so you send him a group attachment, or you can call him if a lecturer is in class or something. It's a good way to get his number. So but don't flirt too much. Just a little flirting here and there. And when it gets to a time, lay back, like slow down. When you feel like, okay, it seems like he's feeling me right now, don't chase him anymore. Let him do the chasing. Just lay back and let him chase you. So don't make it seem like you're desperate or you're too available and things like that. Just tone it down a notch. Tone it down a notch. All right. And yes, when you go to, when you slide into his DM, if it's that you're sliding into his DM, follow him on his social media account. Like a couple of pictures. Like Ian said, like one or two. Don't go stalking. Don't like his recent pictures. No way. Everybody likes his recent pictures. So like some not too old, not too recent pictures that will catch his attention. And then send a DM. Alright? Send a really cute DM that you think he would possibly be interested in. And ladies, above all, don't be afraid of each other. So yeah. Come with the vibe. Come with this vibe, like, okay, if he doesn't accept you, thank you, next. All right, so yeah, don't be afraid of rejection. Exactly. So any other thing do you guys want to add, any extra thing before we wrap it up?
You said something about making a research if he's not in a relationship or a situationship or he has a girlfriend somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you know if he doesn't put up status on social media? Is it okay for you to ask him directly if he has a girlfriend?
Well, there are certain ways to this. There are certain ways you can put it as a question if you were to ask him directly. You can ask if maybe you guys are coming too close as friends and all. You can just suddenly make a joke out of it, like, oh, okay, this one that we're really close. Oh, no, lady will come into my DM with acid and stuff like that and laugh about it. You know,
this is the way you ladies say it. Hope your girlfriend will not come and break my head.
You get so when you say things like that, if he clarifies, like, oh no, I'm single, there's nobody, okay, you're safe. But if not, yeah. If he's like and he's rambling, my sister, check twice before you move on. So any extra thing, Yanu? Anything you want to add?
Nah, I feel you've touched everything. You've even touched on things that I didn't even touch. It's everything. It's everything. Just to make sure that you go there with the, and one thing, you go there with the mindset of the worst thing that this person will say is no. That's just
rejection.
That's it. Just know how to handle rejection, and that's all.
All right, Faith, any extra thing you want to add?
Okay, what I'll say is, if a lady and you want to talk to a guy, do not stand so,
okay,
so desperate, I mean. And also,
all right, so thank you very much.
And also, thank you. Be careful of your word.
True. All right. So it's great to have Iyanu and Faith over this time around, and I can promise you that they will be on other episodes. They will so feature on other episodes. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
And do not forget to share. Do not forget to drop your comments. We love you, and bye-bye.
Bye.